11 games into the season and the Eagles' stats are staggering. 9 straight wins, 8 straight home wins, 28 passing touchdowns for Wentz. The offense with 351 points to lead the NFL. 30-plus points in 5 consecutive games. Who in the NFC can beat the Birds? Will anything short of a Super Bowl appearance be a season failure? We're talking Birds on the Seth Joyner Show live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant in South Philly. Presented by Treasury Wine Estates and Gabbiano Dark Knight Tuscan Red Blend. Now here's 3-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion Seth Joyner with Devon Gibbons.
Yes, indeed. 601-975 The Fanatic. This is the Seth Joyner Show live from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South 20th Street, presented by Treasury Wine Estates and Gabbiano Dark Knight Tuscan Red Blend. The Seth Joyner Show is also brought to you by the Bush Auto Group. With better service, better pricing, and better selection, you'll always do better at Bush, bushautogroup.com. Another abbreviated show, but a lot to get into as we head into Sixers-Cavs tonight. LeBron James in town, so you know the center is going to be packed, and you can hear that again right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But Seth, first of all, good to be back with you, man. I hope you had a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Eagles, another win. We keep talking about it, man. And I heard Mike say it. This has become something that we keep saying every time we do this show. We're accustomed to talking about wins. And we should be joined by a special guest who is part of the winning with the Philadelphia Eagles, winning 9 straight now, 10-1 on the season after beating the Chicago Bears 31-3 yesterday at the Link. And It's just another fantastic run here by the Philadelphia Eagles, getting a big win over the Chicago Bears, a straight up beatdown of the Chicago Bears, and it's just a fantastic thing to be having going on right now. And as we discuss the Birds, let's bring our special guest in right now. He is a former Super Bowl champion. He's a Super Bowl champion. Hopefully he brings one here when it's all said and done by the end of the year. And then we had Corey Clement last week along with Kenyon Barnes. So we keep that running back rotation going, and we bring in the man who, you know, had a big game yesterday, as we should, and that would be LeGarrette Blount, Eagles running back LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette, thanks so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. We know you're a busy man, so we want to get started.
No, we're going to make it quick because I got to have him out of here by 6:10 so he can get over.
I know where he's going.
Yeah, I got to go ring that bell. I got to.
Oh, they called you for the bell now.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
I don't know, right? Awesome.
Okay, so my MO is I always like to talk to guys about their journey, how they got from point A to point B. You know, early in the year, there was, you know, some talk, some issue about LeGarrette not getting the ball, LeGarrette not getting enough carries. And the one thing that impressed me the most, man, is your maturity in dealing with that situation. I talked to the running backs about that last week, about how the runs are distributed. Yesterday you got 15, almost got to that, you know, century mark again. But just talk about the process and your growth process coming from, you know, Oregon, the issues you had to deal with there, being in New England, leaving New England, going back to New England, and then coming here after winning the Super Bowl.
Well, just to jump off, you know, I started at Oregon. You know, obviously I had my little situation there my senior year. But before then, was rated number one or number two running back coming out of the draft. Got my chance with the Tennessee Titans, and got cut. Like the last few cuts of training camp, and got a big opportunity with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Cadillac was there. Obviously, you know, they drafted him with the second or third pick in the draft, and you know, he did a lot for him. You know, he gotten a little older, had, you know, some injuries with his knees and stuff, and that's basically when I got my big opportunity. You know, and I try to take full advantage of it. You know, I did that, as you know, for a couple years. Obviously, Doug Martin was drafted, you know, my third year with the Buccaneers. He was drafted in the first round, and they ended up trading me to the New England Patriots. You know, I waited for my opportunity there, because obviously they had some good backs with Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen. So I had to wait my turn there, and when I got my opportunity, I kind of took it and ran with it, you know, and you know, that led to a Super Bowl. That led to me going to, you know, having a chance to go to another team and experience some stuff with the Steelers. That didn't work out for us. You know, so you know, ironically, I ended up back with the New England Patriots, and went on to win me one. So, you know, like I said, I just try to take full advantage of every opportunity. You know, I had that everybody was talking about me being on the bubble and me being cut and this, that, and the other when I was with New England last year. But I had already knew what the deal was. You know, right. They had told me, like, we're going to give you the ball. Like, whatever they're talking about, it is what it is, but we're going to give you the football. This is what we kept you here for. And that led to a lot of touchdowns and a lot of yards and another Super Bowl. And, you know, now I'm here to experience the opportunity with another team.
So talk about the uniqueness of, you know, winning the Super Bowl last year and what stands before you guys now. You guys sitting at 10-1. The competition level is high at running back because you guys got so many. And I would assume every single time that one of you guys get a chance to get in the game, you're just trying to go out there with your hair on fire because the way Deuce rotates you guys, you just don't know how many carries you're going to get, how many opportunities you're going to get. But talk about the, you know, your experience last year of actually being in and winning the Super Bowl and where this team sits right now and what that looks like in comparison.
You know, it's obviously a different team. It's a similar feeling, you know, to when you're winning a lot of games, and you don't want to have one of those games come up and you don't take the opportunity when it presents itself, and then now you don't have, you know, don't hold your own destiny. Right. We want everything to go through Philadelphia. Right. That's the easiest road. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we want to do. You know, obviously, I've been on a New England Patriots team, and we had that opportunity, and we let it slip away, and we ended up having to go to Denver, and we lost. You know, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So, it's the easiest road. So, like I said, if we just continue to win, man, continue to do everything that's going well for us, fix the things that's not going well for us, and stay on this hot streak and try to ride it all the way home.
Well, man, I mean, at 10-1, what's going wrong? I mean, obviously, you know, you want perfection.
Yes.
The aim is always perfection. But, you know, if people don't understand, you know, as a football player, if you can go out and you can perform, if they graded you on 100, you know, 1 to 100, if you went out and graded out at 75%, you played a pretty darn good game. Because Some other guys on the other side get paid to play, too.
Yeah.
So a lot of what you guys are doing, you're doing the right things. Is the feeling in the locker room that way, that you guys are fully aware of what's before you at 10-1, that you really understand that this is a unique opportunity for you guys to win a Super Bowl? Because everything has to fall into place in order for you to win one. The defense has got to be clicking, the offense, the special teams, everything has got to be clicking at the right time. And all it takes is for one of those elements not to be right for you not to win. But is that the feeling as you guys continue to just perform week after week after week that you are right on the precipice of something really special?
Yeah, we know that. We understand that, you know, but we try to take it a week at a time. You know, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. You don't want to look, you know, too far ahead. You know, it could be teams like the Chicago Bears, or it could be teams, you know, that got one or two wins, you know, that sneak up and bite you. So, you know, we want to continue to take it one game at a time. You know, this opportunity isn't presented by a lot of people. It isn't presented to a lot of teams. You know, I know the Panthers went 15-1. You know, to the Super Bowl. You know, and ultimately they didn't win it. But you know, That's something that's really special. You know, if you have that many wins in the season, you wanna cap it off, and we wanna continue to roll. You know, nobody hates, nobody loves. You know, nobody likes losing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes losing, no matter if you've lost a million times or if you only lost once. You know, the feeling is the same.
Right.
You know, so we don't want to experience that. So we try our best not to. You know what I'm saying?
Eagles running back LeGarrette Blount, before we get you out of here, we're live at Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South Street. And LeGarrette, real fast before you go ring that bell at the Sixers game, as everything that you just pointed out, you won one, you've been there, you understood what it takes to win. When you do look at this situation and the situation that you have been in, do you see that same kind of, feeling? I mean, Seth just said the feeling. Do you see the same kind of situation? Even though you, as a Patriot, you're supposed to be there. With the Eagles in the situation this year, it was different. You didn't know. Do you still see some similarities in the teams, though, as to knowing, oh, we have it?
The similarities that I see is that we both, that, you know, compared to those two teams in this team, are they're one of the top teams in the league.
Gotcha.
And they're really good, and they got all the pieces, you know, and you know, this is an opportunity that you got to take advantage of, because I know one thing for sure is that it's not going to be the same team next year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It ain't going to be the same. And we got everything that we need. We got everything that a lot of teams wish they had, and it's unique. So we just want to ride it out.
Gotcha.
Man, we're going to get you out of here, man. You got to come back. Come back next week. Come back and eat. You don't have to do anything, but I know you're going to the game. But the food in here is fantastic,
yes,
man. The boys came and they, well, Kenyon got his grub on.
Yeah, oh, he come to my house and get his grub on, so I already know.
Well, maybe he lied and told us he ate at his house and he actually was in LeGarris last week.
Well, Corey said he ate before
yes,
he got
did.
Here. He said he didn't know, but
he Kenyon, probably did eat at my house then. If he ate before he came, he probably stopped at my house and ate.
There you go.
Well, all three of y'all come back next week, get some food. The food here is great. I know you guys probably live right here.
Down the street.
Close by. So now you know it's here. If you like Italian food, nothing better than
fantastic.
Right here, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna bring the fam.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate
Good luck
it,
to
man.
You guys, man. Keep it rolling, man.
Yes, sir.
And,
thank you.
We looking forward.
Appreciate it, man.
Six is tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Six is tonight. They beat the Cavs. You hear it right here on the Fanatic. And LeGarrette Blount will be at the game ringing the bell right at center court. So really appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks
appreciate
so much.
Appreciate it, man.
Enjoy
Thank
the game. Again, Seth joined the show live from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South Street. And the Philadelphia Eagles, again, improved to 10-1, 31-3 victory over the Chicago Bears yesterday. Seth, we got to get your take on this win again. Man who just stepping away from us. He had a fantastic game yesterday. Didn't break the 100 like we all thought he would. But again, the rotation that they all have and him having the success on the ground and Deuce Daly rotating the guys the way they were, he fed the hot hand on LeGarrette Blount. Was great yesterday in the win.
Well, I mean, you know, the crucial thing was being able to get out early and run the football. I'm just amazed that, you know, this coaching staff's ability to get the best and get the most out of each one of these running backs. You listen to Jay Ajayi after the game.
I saw it on NBC Sports Philadelphia during your postgame
and
show.
I'm not even going to go there
right. That
much more. All I'm going to say is that I get the feeling that when Jay Ajayi gets to Seattle, okay, we're going to have a man running.
He's going to be our guest next week.
Like he's possessed.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I just believe the competition is one of the greatest things that you can create on your football team to bring out the best in all your players. And when you have as many running backs that we have that are talented, you know, in their own right as far as what they do and what they bring to the table, you keep the competition level high. So what's going to wind up happening is every single time one of these guys get on the field, they look at it as like, this is my opportunity. This is my chance. You know, so they're trying to take advantage of that. So that's just going to broaden, you know, the competition level as far as the running backs are concerned. When you talk about this football team, man, listen, we expect for them to beat up on the Chicago Bears the way they did yesterday.
Absolutely.
Okay, it could.
That's what good teams do.
Well, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. And I think, you know, to LeGarrette's point, you know, you got to go 1 week at a time. And you cannot, when you've got 1,600 players in the league, 32 teams, you cannot take for granted any opportunity. You cannot take any opponent lightly either, because when you're one of the best in the world at what you do, even though your team may not be that good, all it takes is for a little bit of hope, a little belief, you know, from a team like the Chicago Bears, a team like, you know, the Cleveland Browns. Well, maybe not the Cleveland Browns so much, but, you know, teams like the New York Jets.
Sure.
Those teams can beat you if you take them for granted. And you come in and you haven't prepared and you haven't gotten yourself ready. And you come in and you think that all I got to do is show up. This team, I think with all the veterans that's on this team, with the good mix of young guys that's on the team, with the veterans that could take the young guys, you know, by the ear, if you will, or grab them by the arm and bring them along and get them to understand that this may be a once-in-a-lifetime situation, that we're not taking anything for granted, we're not leaving any stone unturned, we're not leaving any leaf unswept. We're going to do everything that we have to do at this time to take advantage of this opportunity just before us.
How much does it help to have a Super Bowl winner like LeGarrette Blount, Chris Long, Malcolm Jenkins there? We know the veteran like Jason Peters before he went down, but he has the voice and they listen to him. How much does it help to have those guys, especially when you get in a situation like this, like you asked the question to LeGarrette, when you recognize it, they are in a special situation, in a unique place right now, and these are players who have been there and won the ultimate.
Well, it's important to have veteran leadership, okay? And veterans can only lead to the degree that they're performing, okay? Malcolm Jenkins can perform, can lead because you know what? He's making plays. He's performing on the field, okay? Players, especially young players, and even some guys who are like in the middle of their career, they're not gonna follow a guy that ain't getting it done. They're watching every single thing that they do. You see a guy like Jason Peters when he's healthy, he's just whooping up on people. You see a guy like Lane Johnson that just beats Von Miller down, the best pass rusher in the entire NFL. When those guys have something to say because of what the product that they're putting on the field, then all of a sudden, they've got the ear of the young guys on the team. When a veteran who's been to a Super Bowl, who walks into that locker room with a Super Bowl ring on his finger, and the rest of the guys have never seen something like that before, when he has something to say, yeah, those young guys and those intermediate guys are listening. You want to know why? Because those guys have been where they want to go. And if you follow the pattern, if you follow what these guys are saying, if you follow the lead of the leaders, if you follow the lead of the leaders that Doug and Jim Schwartz and Frank Reich and DeFilippo and all these guys have put to the forefront and said these are the leaders of the team, if these young guys just do what they're instructed to do and follow directions, then good things can happen. So it's important to have, you know, good leadership, and it's important to have guys who's been to the playoffs, has been to a Super Bowl and won one, one has been to one and lost one, because now they can communicate to you that feeling of being in both situations.
But real fast, when do you show the ring? And you're 10-1, and maybe you don't bring it in when you're 4-1 or 6-1. When do you bring it into the locker room?
Listen, from now
because
on.
Because it's one thing to know, oh, I know Seth won it, but it's another thing to say, oh, Seth won it, and here it is. He's showing it to me.
I think from this point forward, it's like, listen, when I travel, I like that, you know, when I traveled, you know, Buddy would make us dress in a suit and tie.
Right.
Okay? When I dress up, I like to wear my Super Bowl ring.
When we had our draft show, you had on your Super
Absolutely.
Bowl ring.
Absolutely. So you know what? When those guys who got Super Bowl rings get on that plane on Saturday,
there you go.
They need to have that ring on. And they need to be flossing it when they walk down that aisle
Wipe
on the plane.
Your face.
Yeah, absolutely. And just let those guys know, hey, this is what we're playing for.
Sure.
I got one, but you can get one. Okay?
Seth joined the show again live from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South 20th Street. We're here until 6:45. We're hanging out again. The Sixers take on the Cavs. They host LeBron James and the Cavs. LeGarrette Blount on his way over there to ring the bell. I just want to get your thoughts on what you did see yesterday, though. The way they beat them down and how things started off the way they did, and then, boom, they turned it right on again. We saw negative yardage from the Chicago Bears yesterday. The Eagles did their job again, stopping the best part of the team, and that is the run game.
You know, we talked about it on the midday show this morning. Jalen Mills had a comment about how they were upset. They were pissed off because they gave up the 3 points. I played on a defense like that before. And I think that, you know, when a defense gets to a point where they begin to play within themselves, the game is about them. It's not about the opponent. We don't want to give them anything. Okay? We want to dominate them. And when we give them something, we're upset about it. Okay? Now you begin to play a game within the team, within the defensive unit, rather than really focusing so much on the other team. It's like, we don't want to give up a first down. We don't want to give up a 100-yard rusher. We don't want to give up a 100-yard receiver. We don't want to give up, you know, any points whatsoever. When those things now become the goal, now all of a sudden, your opponent becomes insignificant from the standpoint of what they're really doing, because in order for you to do that, you've got to know everything that they do inside and out. And you're trying to dominate. You're not just trying to win. You're trying to dominate. And they dominated to a degree yesterday. Listen, that Chicago team, you know, with Jordan at running back, they're the fifth-ranked rushing team in the entire NFL.
Mm-hmm.
6 yards rushing? Are you kidding me? 6 yard rushing. I mean, that's dominance, okay? And it could have been worse from a pass standpoint if we don't give up those garbage yards, you know, towards the end. But that's what happens when you dominate, you're beating a team 31 to nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to get some little garbage yards towards the end. But that's, you're just putting people on notice, man. You're putting people on notice. And it's not only happening on the offense, on the defensive side of the ball, it's happening on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, I know from experience. As a defensive player, when a team runs the ball down your throat and you can't do anything about it, that is the most frustrating thing in the world. And then what it brings into play, we talk about it all the time, it opens up play action pass. It opens up the entire playbook. You got bootlegs, you got short boots, you got draws, screens, you got all these different things that all of a sudden now you have to worry about, all because they can run the ball. You know, but when you shut down the running game and you're playing against a rookie quarterback, it's just, you know, and I'm telling you now, their confidence is just going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow, because that's what happens. That's what happens when you play a dominant game like that. That's what happens when you get to 10-1 through 11 games and you got 5 games left. There's not a single team that you come up against that you don't think you can dominate. It's just like I told you the story, you know, when Bo Jackson came to town.
Yes.
We hadn't given up, you know, 100-yard rush in 10 games. He had 10 straight games, you know, where he had rushed for 100 yards.
Something had to give.
And it was like, he's not coming in our backyard getting 100 yards. And we shut his behind down. I mean, that's the kind of pride that you begin to have in what you do and what you represent on the team and what you represent, you know, from this city standpoint when you begin to do what they're doing. And like I said, their confidence is just going to continue to grow to the point where they're going to, no offense that they face, they're not going to believe that they're going to find a way that they can shut them down and dominate.
Eagles 10-1 after beating the Chicago Bears yesterday, 31-3 at home. They hit the road for 3 straight, starting with the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday night. We will talk about that on the other side. It's the Seth Joyner Show live from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South Street right here in South Philadelphia. Stay tuned for it. When we come back, we'll get into more of how they took down the Bears. Looking forward to this Seattle Seahawks. And again, just fantastic win yesterday from the Philadelphia Eagles. Poppy Restaurant on 3120 South 20th Street right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
Ben Simmons is expected to return when the 76ers host LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Simmons, who leads all rookies in scoring, rebounding, and assists, sat out Philadelphia's 131-11 victory over the Orlando Magic on Saturday with a sore left elbow. Hear the Sixers-Cavs game tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Vito, why is there no one in our showroom?
It's that Gateway Kia, boss. They have 2 ways to save up to $6,000, or you can sign and drive, all on any new Kia.
These are offers you can't refuse. There's only one thing to do.
Make them sleep with the fishes?
No, quit here and go join Gateway Kia.
But I don't have a resume.
No resume? You broke my heart, Vito. You broke my heart.
During Gateway Kia's holiday sign and drive, get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or Gateway will match your down payment up to $6,000. Or sign and drive a new 2017 Forte, just $149 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or a new 2018 Sportage, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at www.shopgatewaykia.com.
Discount Kia Giants.
36 month leases, zero security deposit with approved credit, trade based on gallons split with normal wear and tear. Expires 11/30/17. Text out of the MD additional.
J.A. Cavalier presents SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and and get the winner of Houston, Baltimore tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122.
This is Jason Mercutis. It's going down. Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman Avenue. Come see me for a tailgate party Sunday, December 3rd from 3:30 to 6:30 before the Birds take on Seattle. Get your tickets today online at 975thefanatic.com.
The tailgate party of the year at Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman Avenue on Sunday, December 3rd from 3:30 to 6:30 is brought to you in part by Inspire, Locust Lane Craft Brewery in Malvern, and Landis Block.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Save up to 40% on your favorite appliance brands. Plus, get up to 36-month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases made by November 29th. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Added up, these Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased November 1st to the 29th, starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Goal, swish, score! The SiriusXM free listening event is on, so you can tune into SiriusXM right now for more games, more sports, and more coverage than anywhere. You want college sports? We got them on ESPNU Radio. The biggest leagues? They're all here. A channel for fantasy? You bet we do. And that's only the beginning, because we've turned on 100 channels, including tons of commercial-free music. The SiriusXM free listening event ends November 27th, so hit the sad button on your car radio and listen now. Free listening may not be available on older radios.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Help your employees take charge of their health. With Independence Blue Cross, they can choose from the most preferred health plans in the region, often at the lowest price. Plus, they have access to free online tools like Achieve Wellbeing to help them lead healthier lives. Give your employees coverage they can count on from the leader in healthcare for nearly 80 years. Independence Blue Cross. Live fearless. Contact your broker or learn more at ibx.com.
The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BELL for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter.
Anyone can find a dealership, but not everyone will find a dealership quite like this one. Hi, this is Fletcher Cox, Philadelphia's defensive tackle. Most dealerships try to sack the customer and take complete control of the car buying process, but not the folks at Conquerville Subaru. They believe in helping the customer, so they work to make sure every customer is in full control of their own purchase. They believe in it, and so do I. Conquerville Subaru.
Conquerville Subaru is building a brand new state-of-the-art facility opening in 2018. To celebrate, they're having a pre-construction sale on all the most popular Subarus. Drive home this month a 2017 Subaru Impreza or 2018 Legacy, Outback, or Forester for as low as 0% financing for 63 months. Folks, that's an interest-free car loan for 63 months. During the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to the purchaser or lessee select national or hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Sale prices and event end January 2nd, 2018. Conquerville cares.
6:30, Seth joined the show. I'm Devon Givens with you live from Poppy's Restaurant on South 3120 South 20th Street in South Philadelphia. Make sure you guys come on down and check out the fine food here, man. I'm telling you, you need to come on down here and check it out. We've had the Italian spring roll stuff with broccoli rabe, roasted peppers, sweet chili sauce along with it with some Italian sausage. That's been great. The eggplant, it's just fantastic, and it's with top with marinara sauce and all kinds of things in there.
I think you need to give the address one more time, man, because I was listening.
3120 South 20th Street.
I was listening coming in, and you know, Mike Missanelli was passing off. Man, he's sending people to Pietro's out in Bryn Mawr. I'm like, dude, we ain't been there since the first week.
Well, let's give it again. Poppy's Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street, and we will be here for one more week. We'll be back next week again on Monday night here again, starting at 6 o'clock. And just to give you a little bit more on Poppy's, they do have some holiday specials coming up. So breakfast with Santa. Remaining dates are December 3rd, 10th, and the 17th. You can check out the Christmas Eve takeout menu and check it out on poppiesrestaurant.com. And that's P-O-P-I-S restaurant.com. Now, Seth, before we get back to all of that, I do have to tell the great people that, of course, the Seth Joyner Show is sponsored by the great people at Treasury Wine Estates and Gabbiano Dark Knight Tuscan Red Wine Blend. And, of course, the Busch Auto Group with better service, better pricing, and better selection. You'll always do better at Busch, BuschAutoGroup.com. Sixers and Cavs coming up 7 o'clock. Brian Seltzer with the pregame at 6:50. Seth, we have to... few minutes to go, so we do have to start looking ahead to what's coming up for the Eagles. Three road games coming up, starting with the Seattle Seahawks, 8:30 on Sunday night. And it's going to be a good test because it's going to be in a tough environment like the Seattle environment it is. It's not necessarily the Legion of Boom as it has been in the past, minus Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor, but they still do have a very good defense and Russell Wilson, who are experienced, know how to win, and they are basically fighting for their position in the playoffs as well. So what are you looking forward to when it comes to the Eagles playing against the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday night?
I can say I'm not worried.
Not worried.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
A lot of people are looking forward to this trip, these two games. You know, in my mind, the absolute worst case scenario is they come back 1-1.
Okay.
Okay. And that's not going to hurt them, because with all the tiebreakers, that basically the tiebreaker gives them one extra game up. So they're two games up on Minnesota, three games up on the Saints and the Rams, okay? So I'm not worried. And, you know, the thing about Seattle, you know, there's my main issue. I think that our offense, we've got so many weapons that we're going to be able to make some plays on that defense. Now, they're still a formidable defense. There's no doubt about it, especially their front. And they're gonna do everything they can. They're gonna drop eight guys in the box, and they're gonna try to make Carson Wentz beat us with his arm. And he may well have to. But I think Doug understands the importance also of being able to run the ball enough that he will run it enough to keep them honest. Russell Wilson is a different animal, and he's really that guy on the offensive side of the ball that you worry about. They have no running game whatsoever. None whatsoever. So the question is, you know, what is the game plan? I'd be really curious to see how it is that Jim Schwartz is going to take care of Russell Wilson. We talked about it this morning. What makes him so dangerous is, you know, not only his ability, you know, to make plays from the pocket, but I think he becomes more dangerous when he gets out of the pocket. So in obvious passing situations, which I think, you know, we're going to find ourselves in because they can't run the ball, they're going to be in some third and long situations. We're going to have to figure out a way to keep him in the pocket and make him play quarterback from the pocket. I've always been of the belief if you can get your ends 3.5 yards up the field and you got tackles, two defensive tackles that can push the pocket, and we certainly have that, I think we're built to stop him. We're built to keep him in the pocket with the defensive ends, condense the pocket, and then rely on your defensive tackles, because you can only double one of them, okay? You can't double both of them. And depending on how we scheme it, where you set the defensive tackles, one of those guys is going to get a one-on-one, and they're going to have to win. You understand what I'm saying? And we can get push up the middle, and you can keep Russell in the pocket, you know, get him looking at the rush a little more. Then, you know, you got an opportunity to really make some hay against that offense. The other thing that they do really well is they run a lot of play action, which kind of blows me away because they can't run the darn ball.
Right.
But they run the play action.
But it's been part of the offense, so they stick to it.
They run play action to expand the pocket, because a lot of times you'll see Russell, he'll run play action, and he'll be 8 to 10 yards deep. Now, who drops? Nobody drops, even if you're in shotgun. Or even if you're under center, the max you're going to do is a seven-step drop. But he's doing that to expand the pocket, to create, you know, space for him to get away from guys if they get on him. But it also allows him a lot more room to see what's going on down the field, only being a six-foot quarterback, mm-hmm. 6 foot if he's lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, they are very experienced, and they're fighting for their playoff lives, so we should expect a pretty good game from the one thing that we have seen before. Take a few phone calls before we get out of here. The one thing we have seen is the Eagles keeping contained on the edge. When mm-hmm. you've talked about that in the past a lot, where you have to be disciplined and keep the contained. So if it is Vinnie Curry or Brandon Graham, Chris Long or Derek Barnett, they have to be disciplined in their assignments and making sure he's not. Because what we do see a lot is when he does drop back, Russell Wilson, he often rolls. The pocket moves to more often the right side because he's a right-handed quarterback, and they have to be careful that he doesn't get out, and even on the bootleg situation.
Well, see, I don't mind the quarterback rolling out. I think, you know, when coaches and quarterbacks see a blitz coming from one side, a lot of times they'll roll away from it. I don't have a problem with that, because I think that's one of the stupidest plays in all of football. Because when you begin to roll one way or the other, you completely cut off one half of the field. And the further you roll the pocket, the more the field condenses. There's only one or two guys over there that you can throw it to, because it's a cardinal sin to turn around and throw the ball back in the other direction. So who cares? Go ahead. If you want to roll into the boundary, you want to roll out, you want to condense it, that just makes the defense's job easier, in my opinion, and you minimize the options that the quarterback actually has instead of going max protection and going maybe two guys into a route and relying on one of those guys to win. No, you want to roll them completely out? Go ahead and do that. You know,
but he is effective doing it.
No, absolutely. I mean, listen.
That's why you said he's a different animal. He does it well.
Yes, and the thing about the defensive ends, you know, defensive coach I used to play for used to talk about it all the time. When a guy has contain and he loses contain, it's nothing more than selfishness, okay? Because there's times when the defense is set up to flush guys to you, flush plays to you, and there's times where you have to do your job so that the other guys can do their job, okay? If I've got to hold the edge so the guys inside got to eat, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, it's always going to balance itself off. When you see defensive ends come inside when they know that they got contained because they think they can beat the guy inside and he washes them down, mm-hmm. that's just being selfish. Mm-hmm. Because if you just do your job and the two guys in the middle do their job, or we send the extra backer, you know, in blitz, we blitz five, we send five guys, you got to rely on those guys to get home. When you come inside or you try to speed rush and you create a lane for a quarterback to step into and get outside, that's just being selfish, because you're not doing your job and you're not relying on the other guys to do theirs, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do so that they can make a play.
Gotcha.
Sometimes it ain't about you. Sometimes it's about you doing your job so your teammate can make a play.
Seth, join the show again live from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South 20th Street. Let's take a few phone calls before we get out of here. Chris has been hanging on for a bit, so let's bring Chris in and talk with Seth Joyner live on the Seth Joyner Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony, Alan, can you punch line one up for me and get Chris ready to go for us? Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. But they have this three game trip coming up, starting with Seattle, moving on to Los Angeles, and you said they'll go to 1-1. They're most important right now. the two toughest games out west. They do close it out again against the New York Giants. So just being on the road for 3 weeks, and a different part of it as well, Seth, is staying out west since you're playing Seattle and then Los Angeles. How difficult is that as a player, since you guys are, you're creatures of habit? You like your routine, and this is a different routine that's breaking it up.
Well, I mean, for the young guys, you got to realize that you're on a business trip. You know, you're on a business trip, and you're only on this trip for one reason. That's to go out and do what you got to do. So it's real easy to get caught up, you know, with the exterior things that might be going on around a trip like that. You know, I don't know exactly where they're staying, but if they leave Seattle and
better not be in Los Angeles.
But that's my point. If they leave Seattle and they come down in Los Angeles, well, there's a whole lot of things that distract you, you know. But that's where, you know, having veterans around and coaches that's talking to the guys, hey, we cannot lose focus. You can come back to L.A. in the offseason and hang out, do everything you want to do. But on this trip, we're here for business. Lock in and make sure that your week is no different in the week than when you're at home.
Yep.
Okay?
Come back to Los Angeles as a Super Bowl champion.
Absolutely.
How about that? And you try it that way. And let's see if we can get something going here. Chris, thanks for hanging on, man. You're on 97.5.
Yeah, this is Matt.
Matt, how you doing? Sorry about that.
Hey, yeah. If I had got a minute, I just wanted to holler at Seth for a minute and just say something to Divine real quick.
Go for it. Okay, Matt, we're waiting for you. Go ahead.
Talk to me, man.
Oh, okay. Who am I speaking with?
Seth and Devon, come on, man.
Oh, it's Devon. How you doing? Devon, it's Mac, man.
What's up, man? Seth joining here.
Hey, Seth, man.
What's happening, man?
Let me say this before I got a chance. One of the greatest of all time, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey, but Devon, I just wanted to leave you a word and let you tell me off the line.
Okay.
What do you think chances of the Sixers winning those 50 games that I brung up before
the 50 games? Well, listen, man, thanks so much for the call, man. Really appreciate it, man. The 50 games, Seth, I just don't see 50 games, man. I don't see it. But we can talk about that. And
what's the record right now?
Right now they are 11-7.
82 games.
82 games. I don't see it.
I can see that.
No.
I can see 50.
I can't see it. So you need to do a post-game show with me one day.
Hey, listen, man, if they stay healthy, you get Ben Simmons healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I mean, especially in the East. I mean, I don't know in relationship to, you know, the Eastern Conference, how many games they got to play out West, but they're going to be right there. I mean, the only two teams I see as a threat in the East, I mean, I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at them as a three seed, man.
I mean, Cleveland, Boston, and then,
you just
and
watch,
then the three seed.
You just watch the way they play, man. I mean, they're just going to continue to get better and better, man.
Yeah, they are going to get better and better. But we appreciate that. Seattle, you're not really worried about it. Moving on to the next week, 11-1.
I'm not worried about Seattle, man. Listen, the thing that the Eagles are going to have to contend with when they get to Seattle, they're going to have to contend with the early game barrage. Okay, that's normally what happens. They are the undefeated. They are the 10-1 team, the team that's, you know, the creme de la creme of the NFC. Okay, they have supplanted, you know, the Seattle Seahawks in a way, and you're going into their backyard. Their fans are going to be frothed up. They're going to be foaming at the mouth. The decibel level is going to be off the chain. The defense is going to come out fired up. Their offense is going to, special teams, everything. We've got to contain that early onslaught and then settle in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to play well enough offensively to hush up all that noise. And once, there's nothing better than going in somebody's backyard and making them be quiet. And you get them fans up there to be quiet, it's a wrap, man. I just, you know, they're a good football team. They got some good pieces. Doug Baldwin's a beast. You know, you got to concern yourself with, what's the tight end?
Jimmy Graham.
You got to concern yourself with him in the red zone. Russell Wilson is going to be a problem all day long, because dude is just a straight up competitor.
Yeah.
I've not seen a quarterback as competitive he is as he is in a long time. Defensively, they still got some pieces, but they are a shadow of themselves. They are not what they used to be. Ever since Marshawn Lynch left, ever since, you know, you lose a guy like Cam Chancellor, like
Richard Sherman,
you're just not the same team. I mean, you're bringing in guys. They're bringing Dwight Freeney. He's there for 2 weeks and he's gone. They're searching for pieces, man.
Right.
They are not what they used to be, and they know it.
Well, listen, hopefully we are back. We will be back here.
Absolutely.
Next week, talking about a W. 11-1.
I'm calling it right now.
And we're used to it. Thanks so much to everybody, of course, for joining us here at Poppy's. Thanks to Alan Yates back in studio, Robbie G, Rob Grussman here on site, and of course, Jamal and Dylan. Thanks so much for everything. And Christian and Gina, as always, thanks so much. And Chef Peachy from Poppy's Restaurant on 3120 South 20th Street. Come on out. Join us next week here back at the same spot, our final one, before we're out of here to our next location. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 o'clock, for the Seth Joyner Show. Coming up next, Sixers, Cavs, LeBron in the house. Brian Seltzer to get you set right here next on 97.5 The Fanatic.